Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Despite periods of higher inflation and interest rates over the past couple of years, our state's economy has continued to chug along at a nice pace. But will it continue into 2025? Joey Von Nessen is chief economist at the Darlamore School of Business at the University of South Carolina, and they are the host of the upcoming Economic Outlook Conference, where we might find the answer to that question. Joey, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to be here.
So first of all, give us the date, place, the time for this year's Economic Outlook Conference.
Yes, it's coming up quickly. It's going to be on Wednesday, December 11th this year at the Pastides Alumni Center, where we hold it every year. And it starts at 11:30 and will go through till 4 o'clock. We'll start with a lunch buffet, and then that will be followed by the program that includes the state economic forecast and a lot of other elements about what to expect for 2025 that are relevant to the business community and to South Carolina overall.
All right, now, well, tell us more about the agenda. What will we see at this year's conference? What will we hear?
Well, we are seeing more uncertainty right now as we head into 2025. We have more concerns over a recession that have been renewed over the last several months as we've seen a labor market that's begun to slow down. Of course, we have a new presidential administration that will be coming into office in January. And so that raises a lot of important questions about where the economy is headed next year, particularly looking at things like inflation, how many times the Fed is going to continue to cut interest rates, and housing affordability, which is increasingly important across the nation and in South Carolina. Are we going to see some changes or improvements in housing affordability in 2025 for the first time in several years?
And who are our speakers this year?
Well, in addition to presenting the statewide outlook, which will be presented by me and by our division director, Dr. Doug Woodward, we also have two keynote speakers. One is Curtis Dubé, who's the chief economist for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he'll be talking specifically about the issues that businesses need to be concerned with in 2025 regarding different U.S. and global policies. And then we'll also have Cheryl Richards, who is with Catapult Employers Association, and that's out of Charlotte. And she'll be offering practical advice for employers that are looking to hire in the midst of this ongoing labor shortage that most employers are continuing to feel. And that's going to be including the new professional norms that have evolved in a post-COVID economy, and also tips how to interact with Gen Z, which are making up an increasingly large component of the labor force. So practical advice for hiring, in addition to looking at the global outlook and what businesses need to be looking at for 2025 as they're trying to get a pulse on what to expect going forward.
Okay, and I know you don't want to reveal too much in advance of the conference coming up, but, you know, as I mentioned in my introduction, the economy here in our state in particular continues to chug along quite nicely, even though we've had these little bumps with inflation and interest rates. Is this something that you expect that will continue next year?
We do expect to see positive growth in 2025 that will continue, but there are a lot of wild cards that could influence whether the economy accelerates or decelerates next year, and we'll be touching on each of those. And one big one is inflation. I think that is the single biggest wild card for 2025, and for a variety of reasons that we'll talk about, I think there's a significant chance that we'll see inflation possibly tick back up next year, and we'll talk about what the likelihood of that is and what metrics that you need to be looking at in order to evaluate that in real time. Are we going to see inflation finally settle down at 2%, which is the Fed's target, or is it going to tick back upwards? And what would that mean for interest rate policy?
Well, Joey, one more time, please give us the specifics on the upcoming conference.
Yes, it's coming up quickly. Wednesday, December 11th at the Pastides Alumni Center. And we start at 11:30 with a lunch buffet. And then that's followed by the conference. So we're excited about it and looking forward to a great day. Again, Wednesday, December 11th at the Pastides Alumni Center.
Joey, as always, thank you very much for your time. We're looking forward to the conference.
Thank you, Mike. My pleasure.
Joey Von Nessen is chief economist at the Darlamore School of Business at USC in Columbia. We will have a link to the conference posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.com. www.hireinflation.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.